Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your hosts, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Intimate Encounters. It's your boy Cass. What's going down? We got the lovely Miss Toya with us. What's up, Toy?
What's up?
Okay, man. It's been a long day. Long day. Boy, hungover. Really, I am. Well, I guess tonight's topic. Oh, and Nick speaking with my ass in his father time. Hopefully he gets a chance to join us a little later. But, let's see. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to go and play this song first.
After I play this song,
I want you to answer this question for me. That's cool?
Cool.
All that bullshit for the birds. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to fuck up. You regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, she know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa, whoa.
True love,
but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Call cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Fuck it, let's hit the club, I rarely sit, but poke me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gon' be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, fuck love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing, cause every time we alone, it's an awkward silence. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter, and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. Shit is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
I want some new shit, I'm checking my duties up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better. Chicago, so I flip that middle finger and the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future and tomorrow. I'm a dick, so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in a limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that shit I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces up to her.
Yo, yo, welcome back, Sin City Intimate Encounters, your boy Kaz, Miss Toya, and inconspicuous by his absence that damn father time. Guess he called in. Toya.
Yeah, I'm here. What's the question?
Got any movies out there?
Hell no.
You ain't got none?
Nah, not out there. I got some. She's talking about out there like somebody else got them. Nah, I got my movies, honey.
So you have made them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking, cool. I mean, I was curious to know about that because a lot of people be asking about, you know, I heard a lot of women always saying, I ain't finna make no movie. I ain't gonna make no movie. But then they always wind up doing it.
Right.
So
I don't
see nothing
wrong with it.
Okay, so now let me ask you. Do he got a copy of the movies y'all make?
Nope. I got
him. Okay, so in fact, I mean, don't you think, I mean, why shouldn't he have a copy?
He never asked for one. When we made it, I put the movie out and kept it with you.
Oh, so he, so had he asked for a copy, you'd have gave it to him?
Yeah, I would have gave him one.
Okay.
He didn't ask, so therefore he lost out. Oh, well. You, how many you got out?
Too many. Look, you know what, before I answer that question, Janine, hey, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Okay.
What y'all talking about?
We got the question. You got any movies out there?
Probably so.
Probably so. probably.
Huh?
I said probably.
Yeah, probably so. I don't have them. I wouldn't know. I don't remember. I'm not sure. I
say the 90s. the 90s is just a blur, huh?
Yeah, I know some people that have some. I don't have them, though.
I'm saying, did y'all go? Did they sneak and make them, or did y'all set the tripod up and, you know, like, okay, we're going to do this thing and that thing? Y'all had a camcorder and all that?
No, we had a camcorder with the tripod and everything, but there are some people that just had their camera set up. But they would ask, and I'd be like, I don't care.
So you didn't mind them keeping the movie? So, okay, let me ask you. Just say you and your guy, y'all chilling one night, and y'all, I guess y'all feeling kind of freaky and whatnot, and he popped a flick in.
Okay.
And you on that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, would you be upset?
No, he might be upset. I'd be like, look at me. Oh, look at me doing it.
You know what? I should have known that was going to happen with you. I am OTB. I do know I got a couple out there. I ain't ashamed though. Yeah. Actually, I feel like them motherfuckers can get sold for $49.95.
$49.95.
Right. Yeah. I mean, well, okay. Let me ask you. Do you know anybody that then did them and wound up regretting it?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
I mean, cause that I know I do. I got a partner, and him and old girl broke up, and he threw this big party. He threw a party, and I mean, he put it on the big screen, and I mean, he was doing her bad. He was doing her bad. And I mean, she was upset, you know. Of course, he got back, that he showed everybody, you know, at the party to take. But now, I mean, do you feel like, I mean, so I, what about, okay, what about Sexton? I mean, have you ever sent a picture of something that you wish you, like, well, I wish I never sent you.
No, my pictures I don't put out there. I'm okay with them because you can't see nothing that I really truly identify with.
What about you, Janae? You know what? I don't even know why I asked that question. Never mind. I don't get who I'm talking to. Yeah, her profile pic is the nipple, which I must say is the best picture that we got on, the best profile picture I think we got on there.
Oh, my goodness. People be having my pictures on the, you know, the little screen saver that pops up on the computer.
Right.
And it just, the pictures just keep going on and on. Nipple pictures, ass pictures. I was like, is that me? Oh, that is so special.
Oh, my God.
I just like being thought of.
I gotta ask you. Did you ever think about just ever getting in the porno industry?
Oh, me? People used to say I should have. But, you know, then, you know, you have the kids and stuff, and then you be like, okay.
So, yo, you truly believe it. Had you not had kids, it was probably a good chance you probably would have been in the porno industry or something. Way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I know is sex. If I don't know nothing else.
Okay. We got the chat room. We got the Sin City chat room open. You know what I'm saying? We got the Blog Talk chat room open. I mean, we just sitting back. We networking, politicking. Hey, we got a Cash Chronicle coming up tonight. But check this out. It ain't your boy Cash. Father Time wrote a Cash Chronicle.
Now that I would like to hear.
Oh, trust me. 9 o'clock, we playing it. We gonna play it for you. Hey. He ain't on the show today. He had to take care of some business, but I'm going to have to play that for y'all. I'm definitely going to have to play Father Time's Chronicle.
Okay.
Hell, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I haven't heard it either.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard it either, so I'm going to be just as surprised as y'all.
Okay.
I want to know how he got in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be honest with you. Man,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, this has been one long day. I mean, but let me ask you. If you did see a tape out there with one of your homegirls, would you tell her?
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Mm-hmm. Would you try to confiscate it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, okay, just say for instance, y'all go over a friend's house and he like, hey man, I have to take a little buzz down. I just wrecked her. I smashed her. And you see it's your girl. Would you try to take it then?
No.
Nope. We gotta take it already out there.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, so, okay, y'all being of mature age now, would y'all make a porno tape now?
I guess it'll depend on what mood I'm in at the moment. It'll depend on, who I'm with. It'll have to be a good ass reason for me to make one at this point in my life.
what about you, Janae?
I mean, I would make a movie. Now, I don't know about it actually getting out there into the porno business and stuff like that, not at this age.
So yours was strictly for home use?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, friends, whoever want to come over that's close.
Everybody think they finna watch the game and they pop all the old flick with them. Okay, come on over, we can have a party. Okay, yeah, what's on the TV? Oh, I got just the thing. I'm on Flick Janine doing her work.
You know how you go to one of them parties and they have them flicks on TV?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No,
at the swingers houses and stuff like that, when you go, they have the flicks on TV. It's a swingers party.
I can honestly say I've never been to a swingers party.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Judging by what you said, I mean, what are they like?
What are they like?
I mean, I've never been. Yeah, what are they like? I mean, do you walk in? Now, I've heard of these, like, key parties and things of that nature where, I mean, this stuff really and truly do exist, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You walk in. I mean, when you walk in, when you walk in, you know what type of party it is, especially if we dress for the occasion. Because sometimes, they have themes, you come in pajamas or, you know, all black lingerie or, you know, sometimes they have little things all white. You know what you're coming into when you walk through the door. Now, if there's something you didn't expect, then they have the chance to walk out the door before they walk in.
Okay. And that's what I'm asking. Okay, if you, like, just so you get that, right? You hit the, you and your mate is like, you go one way, he go the other, or, I mean, y'all like, ooh, go get her, or come on, let's go get him. I mean, how do that work?
Well, first off, usually it's big places. They like mansions, okay, where they have the parties at. So it's like 4 or 5 floors in the house. So then when you walk in, they always have like this one big old screen TV where they showing the flicks and stuff on the TV. And, of course, you know, you got to tell them who you are because it's only, you know, you can't just walk in, you know, unless you're with somebody that's in the club. Then you mingle, you know, and if you've been going like every month because they have one every month, you know, you pretty much know a lot of the people. But, you know, there's always sometimes people different because, you know, new people come, stuff like that. And you mingle, drink, dance, maybe have a little dance floor, and you do all that. Now, after midnight, all of a sudden, after midnight, you start seeing people trickle upstairs, few at a time, you know. The first couple of hours is just you sitting and meeting people, and then you could be prospecting who you want to get with. If you see somebody you like, you talk to them, whatever, you know, y'all head upstairs. It's like it's 2 floors that's upstairs. One is for, like, a group, if you want to do, like, a group orgy. And then another floor, they have, like, separate bedrooms, things like that. You know, if you just want you and your girl and the guy, or maybe some girls just want to get together and the guys be watching, you know, it's like one floor, anybody could watch. You could just come up there and you just watch people fucking.
So, in other words, you can get us in, right?
Yes, I can.
You sound like you got a Visa gold card up in there. Like, you know, our kids was when they walked through the door and be like, Norm, they were out there, hey, Janine. I see Father Time has blessed us with his presence. What's up, dog?
What up, man?
What's good?
What are we talking about?
Oh, man.
Something I'm sure you haven't been to.
We talking about the swingers party, man.
Swingers. Oh, okay.
Yeah, swingers party. Now, Janine giving us the 411 on how to go about. I mean, okay. Let me ask you. Now, I'm pretty sure this is like a secret society because I mean everybody don't do it. How do you get like even? How do you even get like asked to that? I mean, because it's like, you know, I know they don't just walk up to people like, hey, you swing.
I think at first I was going to this place called Freaky Friday, and that's like, it's a little different. It's not the same, but it was like Friday nights. We would go to this club and just like a bunch of freaky people just getting together. It wasn't like sexing or nothing like that, but you know, they kissing and sucking on you while you're on the dance floor and stuff like that. But it was a club. And that it was just specifically for that Friday. Well, a girl I met in there was telling me about the mansion. That's what they called it. So she invited us, and, you know, then we start going there on Saturdays and stuff like that. Theirs is only once a month. And then, you know, you get to meet, I met the owner and her husband, and she was actually on Tyra Banks one time on the show when they were talking about, you know, swingers parties.
Really? Really?
So I just, you know, you just get invited from people.
Let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, swingers, that's when you, like, switch partners and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm just double checking.
So now, let me ask you, do you normally go alone or you take, like, the significant other with you or, you know, your boy toy? How do you, I mean, if Janine finna get out and go to the swingers party, how does she roll?
I went with my husband. And then I brought my friend, and she brought her husband, and then, you know, her boyfriend or whoever she wanted to bring. But but
okay.
I used to go with my husband.
I got to ask a question. I got to ask this. Okay, the aftermath. Y'all done left out of there. Y'all done got in the car. Y'all on y'all way home.
Mm-hmm.
What is the conversation like? I mean, what is the conversation like when y'all in the car?
Nothing. I think he more was like, oh, did you see, he talks about, did you see that one girl? I'm glad I did get with her. She was sleeping with everybody.
Because, I mean, I know that got to be kind of a blow. I mean, and I'm not going to lie, I can be honest enough to say this. It would probably be a blow to my ego when, if she got in the car and we talking, and she's like, did you see the dick I had up in me? That motherfucker.
No.
I mean,
no. You don't have to have sex. That's what people, they don't think about that. You don't have to have sex. You don't have to do anything. They don't make you do anything.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, that's pretty much, I mean, that's pretty much what you're going there for, though, right?
Yeah, but some guys just come to watch. Some people just watch.
Right, okay,
But everybody just don't go just to fuck everybody.
Janine, how many times you went just to watch?
You know what? I cannot recollect at this time.
Let me ask you a question. Now, who brought it to who? Did your husband bring it to you, or did you bring it to your husband?
No, I brought it to him.
And he was open to it? And I mean, you didn't, like, the first time your husband went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I mean, he in there getting down with somebody, and that it didn't bother you?
No, I was with him.
Damn! He was in there fucking somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And I was with him. I was sleeping with her, too.
Oh, so y'all did like a little threesome?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to get him, like, warmed up.
Lucky motherfucker.
You know, me and be nervous, but, you know, I try to get him to be comfortable.
I don't know. It might bother me to have somebody else, you know, run up in my wife. Well, I'm just watching.
That's what I was asking. I'm like, I mean, I wanted to know what the conversation was when she got in the car. Like, I mean, could you actually talk to him? Like, man.
No, I would not talk to him about. No, I would not talk to him about stuff like that.
Did he talk to you about it? I mean,
he could talk to me about it because I was more open than him. You see what I'm saying? I was okay with him sleeping with other women.
Thanks, sir. Lucky
badass woman, boy.
Lucky motherfucker. But anyway, hey, Tama, let me ask you something.
What up?
You ever made a porno?
Have I ever made a porno?
Yeah, you ever made a porno?
Yeah. What?
You have?
Yeah.
You still got it?
Yeah, it's still in the archive.
Oh, okay. Now let me ask you. If you sitting with your lady now, you know, you trying to get this freaky move going on, so you pop a flick in. And she on there. Do it turn you off or turn you on?
I put the porno in, and it's me and her, or is it her and somebody else?
Her and somebody else. I mean, this is somebody you met. You just trying to set the mood, huh?
Nah, that shit would turn me on. Watching her and somebody else? Nah, I'm not getting turned on. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, come on. Let's be realistic. She tell you.
Look, that's my ex-boyfriend. He sold the tape to this company. I didn't know he did it.
We suing.
I mean, but now what if she looked at it like, oh, I like it. Damn, I look good doing this.
You know what? I would force myself to watch it. You know, I'm just to make her happy. To keep the bullshit down. I would tear it up after that.
I don't know, man. I actually, I'm saying this in the sense of this is not your wife, this is not your significant other, this is somebody that you just met.
I ain't tripping then. I think you're talking about it, like this is my woman.
So what if it is your woman?
I'm not gonna watch my woman fuck somebody else.
I mean, but it was before you, dog. I mean, okay, I can understand your concept about your woman and all that. But I'm just saying, now, if it's somebody that you was cool with, you just like, I mean, you know, y'all done kicked it for a couple of days, two or three weeks.
Oh, no, I'd watch it.
Would you get turned on by it?
I would be picking up pointers. Like, okay, she like it like that. I mean, it's heavy. Right there for me. I will watch it. I wouldn't have no problem watching it. But if it's my woman or my wife or something, I don't want to see my woman or my wife, you know, fucking somebody else. I don't want to see that. Just me personally, I just don't want to see that. That's a case of
choice.
Throw that away.
Yep.
So let me ask, the same question go to you. You meet a guy, you know. I mean, you set in the mood, like, fuck it, I'm gonna put this flick in and make it just, you know, to let him know this is what we on tonight. And you look up and he on it.
I'm gonna watch and be like, damn, I'm gonna get it like that? Okay.
Exactly.
Wow, you do that? Turn my head sideways if I have to and be like, damn.
Okay. But now check this out, y'all. Now, we got a cast chronicle coming up. Featuring your boys, featuring yours truly, Father Time. Time.
Yay.
You ready? You ready to do this, man?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
All right, y'all. Check this out. Cast Chronicle, this the Father Time spin on it, y'all. Check it out. Let it ride.
The day started off like any other day. My coworkers are really working my nerves with all the complaining, and all I can think about is hitting the L at the work. I look at the clock and it reads 5 o'clock, quitting time. Later for you complaining ass people. I jump in the rattle, my favorite song is playing, and I catch myself singing the lyrics. Now as I make my way down the aisle of the L to grab a sip of Tang and a six pack, I feel the top of my shoulder. I turn around to her.
Hey, Father Time.
I say, hey, what's up? Haven't seen you around. What's been going on?
Not much. Trying to figure out what I'm going to get into tonight.
Shit, I ain't doing nothing tonight. How about dinner and some drinks?
What time you talking?
Yeah, around 8.
Sounds good to me.
That, apartment 305.
I know.
You know, huh? What you been watching?
What you think?
Yeah, all right. Don't be late.
You better, baby.
I got my chicken friend and my rice simmer. Then I hear a knock at the door. When I open the door, my eyes get wide and my lips part a little bit. Standing in my doorway is my neighbor with a little black dress on, hugging every curve that God blessed her with. All I can say to myself is, damn. I compose myself and say, hey, come on in. See you a little early.
Not too early, I hope.
I say, nah, food almost ready anyway. Take a seat on the couch while I go finish the food. I invite her to the dining room table so we can begin dinner. I grab the remote to the radio and push play. We make a conversation over dinner, listen to the new R. Kelly CD. Dinner is over. We make our way to the couch. We're both sipping on some Tang. She puts her glass down and begins to straddle me, kiss me on my neck, and then whisper in my ear.
You don't mind, do you?
I'm like, hell no. I like your soft lips on me. We begin to kiss hard and passionately. She whispers in my ear.
Where's the cuddle?
I tell her to hold on tight and stand straight up with her holding on to me. I'm walking and she's kissing me even harder while we bumping in each wall on the way to the bedroom. I gently lay her on the bed, looking directly in her eyes, and I say, I want you so bad right now.
Come and get me.
I begin to slip my dress off to reveal a matchy lace, panties, and bra. I slip my hand underneath her to get to the hooks on the bra. First hook undone. Second hook undone. Third hook undone. Finally, I reveal two breast nipples. I begin to caress one nipple with my mouth while my hand massages her up. She begins to moan quietly. I work my way down to her stomach and navel, slipping off her panties at the same time. Now my face finally reaches her pussy. I feel her body tense up as she prepares herself for what's about to happen. I begin to lick her pussy and she begins to moan loud and loud. I slowly insert two fingers in her pussy as my tongue massages her clit. For the next 15 minutes, she's in heaven. She closes her thighs against my ears. She grabs the top and back of my head. She yells,
"Shit, I'm coming."
I lick her clit fast and hard until she explodes. I slowly lick my way up her body until our eyes meet again. She begins to lick my lips because she likes the taste of her own cum. She arches her back and throws her pelvis onto my stomach and flips me on my back. She begins to kiss and lick all over my chest, and at the same time slips her hand down my shorts and begins to stroke my dick with her hand. 30 seconds later, my dick is in her mouth. She's sucking my dick like it's the last dick on earth, first with her mouth, then licking on it like a lollipop. After some awesome hair, she straddles me and slowly inserts my rock hard dick into her red hot pussy. She says to me,
"You like it fast and slow, baby?"
I say, "I like it nice and slow." She begins to grab my dick nice and slow. My hands begin to squeeze her breast as she moves up and down. I begin to reach my climax, so I sit up and look her in the eye while she's still riding. We begin to go harder. I'm thrusting up and she's thrusting down, her pussy and my dick meeting in the middle. We both come at the same time. This is Father Time. Thanks for listening to my chronicle. Hey.
Okay. Time with them got horny.
Oh, man.
Hey, what you think, baby? What you think, baby?
That was good.
Zaline, what you think about it?
Yes, that was very good. I really liked it. I really did.
Okay.
Oh,
man. Boy, I know you had that type of... I know you had that in you, boy.
Ain't it?
Ooh, hey. Sean, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Well, good. Did you hear my boy go off?
Hell yeah. Damn, I didn't even know Father Time had that in him. Where that come from? I'm shocked.
Boy, listen to you. Boy, you go ahead.
For real.
Hey, man.
I got damn top.
Thank you. So who's going next week?
Wow.
Miss Toy.
What happened?
You put your hand up next week, right?
My turn next week. Okay.
Gonna represent the females, Miss Toy.
All righty, honey.
No problem making a noise. I'm proud of you, boy. I'm proud of you.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Jazz Chronicles, baby. We getting it in. We getting it in. Tell your friends. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell them go to SinCity69.Ning.com. Listen to my boy Timer. Listen to my boy Timer get put it in. Nice and slow. Yeah, I hear him talking and say, no, I like it nice and slow.
Wait a minute, man.
You get him, dog.
You talking like I'm a man.
That's my man's over there. What's good, Sean, baby?
Nothing.
Sean.
Hi,
hey, check this out, man. I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
You got any pornos out there?
Hell no, I ain't got no pornos out there. I mean, not that I know of, unless somebody done recorded me while we was fucking and I ain't know about it.
Now, let me ask you. So, would you ever think about making one?
Hell no, I got kids. Because you don't never know who's going to see you on that. Hell no. I want some people that I work with see me or some, you know what I mean, church members. And
No. I don't mean like this. It's going to go to Blockbuster Videos. I mean, you and your guy, y'all being intimate, y'all being freaky, and he say, hey, come on, let's make a movie.
Now, what if we break up? You know how y'all me and I we want to go post shit out on the internet and all that other shit. Trying to go sell it and shit, nah.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it, but if I can keep it, I have to keep it.
You can keep a copy. I'm gonna have my copy.
Nah, but you not get the copy. If you want to see the copy, if you want to see it, all you got to do is come to my crib and we can watch it together. You know, ain't no need for you having it.
But now, see, like you just said, what if we break up?
That's
hey,
no. Like you said, it's a chance.
Can I still come over? Can I still come over there and sit next to Jeff and watch it?
You sure can.
Yeah, right.
Jeff gonna
try to shoot me and you.
You ain't getting it. Hell no, you ain't getting it.
So, you mean to tell me, man, you was just sitting there, and I asked you, come on, let's make this movie. You willing to make it with me, but. You telling me I can't watch it at my own personal leisure? Or when I might be thinking about you, like, man, pop it in and see my girl shine. See what she was
right.
Doing, meet up.
I'd be like, come on over, shit.
No, you at work.
No, I'm at work. I will, shit.
Yeah, what if you at work? No, I gotta wait.
Shit, it's called compromise.
Exactly, and you ain't compromising.
I am compromising. I'm saying I'm going to make it with you. I'm going to make it with you, but shit, we going to compromise, and you going to come over here.
I don't know about
that's the
that
compromise.
One.
You ask me to make it, I say, okay, agree to it, but I keep it.
I don't know about that one, Sean.
So that's
know.
Having it your way and mine.
I don't know about that one. You got somebody new online. Sunshine, what's up, baby?
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. Checking off the Father Time.
He got it in, didn't he?
Yeah.
Time got it in. Well, I told you, boy. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I'm proud of
you. Yeah, he is. Don't let them glasses fool y'all. That boy free. That boy gets it in. Sunshine, let me ask you. You ever made a sex tape?
No.
Never?
No.
And that I'm kind of surprised about.
What?
Your voice, you just seem like the type that just gets it in like that. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend.
I'm not offended, but no, I've never made a video.
What about, What about pictures?
Yeah.
I knew you did something. I knew you did something. Now, let me ask you. Would you ever make one with your guy?
No, he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do it.
Uh-uh.
So you mean tell me if he walk in and you got the camera set up and the tripod and got the whole room laid out, he'll tell you, nah, cut that off.
Yep. Yep.
What a nice guy. Because I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be hollering, action. Camera's still rolling. I'll be looking up at that motherfucker every 10 minutes.
Let me ask you a question. Now, what if he had the camera set up and when you got home? Would you do it?
Oh, yeah.
You would do it, but you don't think he would.
I know he wouldn't.
Have you ever asked him? Just come out, flat out, ask and say, baby, let's just make a trip.
Yep. Yeah.
You still
right
said no?
Yeah. I already tried it.
So, but you be willing to make one, right?
Yeah.
In my inbox after the show.
Okay. Now let me ask you. Now let's just say I'm gonna ask you the question like I asked him. You know, he trying to set the mood. He wanna have a freaky night. A real freaky night with you, right?
Yeah.
So he pops in the flick. Now y'all he just bought it, he don't know what's on it. And it's him with another woman. Would you watch it?
Yeah.
Would that turn you off or turn you on?
It, you know what, I have to say it depends. Cause if the female ugly as hell, that bother me.
But I mean, what if he's doing some supernatural shit?
Oh, I'm gonna be taking notes and be like, motherfucker, this ain't what you was. No, you gotta do it this way. This is what you was doing on the tape. So this would. Yeah. That's what it is right there.
Okay, I can respect that.
Let me ask the ladies a question right quick. All the ladies. Let's say you and your best friend, your homegirl, I mean, friends for 30, 40, 50 years. Friends like
damn.
That. She started messing with your ex. You don't care about him. You happy for it and everything. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't bother you that she's messing around with your ex. But now, would you tell her how to satisfy your ex? This is your girl now. I mean, y'all been partners. Been through it all together. And she asks you, how do I turn him on? How do I stimulate him? Would you tell her?
You know what? Oh, you picking somebody in particular.
I'm speaking to all the ladies.
Oh, okay, because I was in a situation like that before, but the female was my cousin. And, you know, she was like, well, if she knew that I had dated him, she wouldn't have dated him. And I was like, see, why? He said, hey, that nigga do what it do. I told her to go ahead and get her. Shit, he a trick. Do what you do.
No, my question is, would you tell her how to turn him on? Would you tell her the shit that he
likes? Yeah, I told her.
So you told all the stuff he liked, like, girl,
yeah.
he liked when you deep throat him.
Yeah. You know, I got to answer to him, but yeah.
And what about the rest of the lady?
Shy?
I don't know. No, probably not. I wouldn't. be involved in it.
Just selfish.
I ain't finna be involved in it. For one, why you with my ex?
It just happened. You was cool with it. I mean, she came to you and say, "Look, I'm starting to feel him. I'm asking you."
No,
okay,
you know what? That'll never happen.
It.
I will never be cool with that. No.
Oh, well, we're gonna skip you then.
Yes, please do.
Thank you. We already know the answer to this, but we gotta spread it out. We gotta just ask anyway. Janae.
Yeah.
Would you two ask a question, please?
Yes, I would tell her. I would tell her everything she needed to know.
Girl, such a dick from the back. He liked that.
Girl, he'll give you a whole bunch of money if you do it like this.
That's right.
Girl, he'll take you shopping today.
What that got to do with anything? Hey, you know, it ain't about money.
Well, he my answer. I don't care nothing about him.
We knew it was coming, dog. We knew it was coming soon as we acted.
What about you, Miss Toy?
I'm gonna tell her.
You would tell her?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I? All
right. Now, what about you, dog? Would you tell a homie?
Yeah,
I'll tell him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, now, my thing is, let me ask, would you tell me?
No, I wouldn't tell you, because number one,
oh,
that's breaking the rules. You know what the rules are. We don't mess with each other's exes.
Thank you, boo. I thought I was by myself.
Oh, I guess it's a bad time to bring up old girl, huh?
Don't play, dog. Especially not tonight.
Oh,
man. It just happened.
Yeah, all right.
But that's not the question, because I wouldn't sleep with one of my friend's exes, unless I just didn't know that was her ex.
Yeah, you never really brought her around, dog. I've never really seen her.
I'm gonna leave that alone. Let's move on. Now, somebody said, "Who's that?" Just agree with me. You don't mess with your exes. I mean,
yes, that's the code. That's the code, boo. That's what I was saying.
That's the code.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold up, man. I gotta give a big shout out to Sean and her crew. They was up in Pepe's last night. Oh man, her crew was off the chain, dog. She got a crew that was totally off the chain. They got a crew that's off the chain, man.
Oh, thank you.
Her crew is off the chain.
Okay, well, give us some details.
They had a little dance. We had a little dance show going on, you know, some girl on girl dancing action, and I mean, it was heated. We had fun. It was all in fun.
Dude, they had every damn near dude around in the club around them.
Oh, shit.
Pepe's a place to be then.
Hey.
Where was you at, Father Pan?
Chilling. I was chilling in the cut. Sometimes I do that. I had a bad experience last night, so I was chilling in the cut.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, y'all. Hey. Now, we got to settle this. We got to settle this. Now, who all? Now, I think pretty much everybody that was on the phone yesterday on the phone today. Now, I got an inbox from Butter who was upset with Father Time. Me personally, I don't feel he did too much wrong, but hey, she felt like he was wrong. She did. He was picking on her. Now, did anybody else see that last night?
Janine was the only other person in there.
No. I'm talking about on the phone also. You know when she got mad and hung up?
I don't know what the fuck her problem is, man. I didn't say shit that I normally want to say to anybody else. She got mad because I said, fuck Gary.
Wow. No, it was something else you said after that.
What did I say? Tell me what I said.
I can't remember the word for word. I would have to. It was something about something you said. I can't remember. It was something after that. It wasn't just, fuck Gary.
Wow. I missed that one.
Yeah. Trust me, don't nobody pay attention. I don't know why she took it to heart, but don't nobody else pay attention to him any damn way.
I'm not going to lose no sleep over it.
All right. Yo, Wick, what's up, dog?
What's good, fellas? What's going on, Father Ty? What's up, Cass?
What up,
what's
man?
Good, dog?
What's going on?
Hey, man, we got this question I want to ask you, dog. You know. We tight, right?
Right.
Nah. Tama told me, except I came to you and I said, man, I'm dating an ex of yours. Do you got a problem with it?
As long as he came to me, no. Shit.
Right.
I can't.
Now, would you give me any, if I tell you and if I say it, well, man, look, man, I'm trying to hit that, man, but she playing hard to get. Would you give me any pointers to tell me how to hit it?
Yeah.
You
name.
Would?
Hell yeah, yeah. It ain't my baby's mama. Shit. It ain't my baby's mama. All right, the ex is free deal.
Now, Thomas said that I'd be breaking the code. But now, I always thought our code was that you don't go to nobody's significant other or their baby mamas.
Right, that's what the code was.
No, it wasn't, man. It was exes. Any kind
exes.
Of ex. Any kind of ex.
But
that's
you don't,
what it was, man.
Most of your exes, you don't give a fuck about. That's why they really.
That's why they're your exes.
Well,
I mean,
give a fuck about them.
Yeah, I mean, well,
y'all got
in our terms,
memory,
yeah.
Man. Y'all got short memory, dude.
I don't remember that, man. I remember the baby mama thing, and I remember that significant, that important one in your life.
That important one that you love.
Yeah.
Fell in love
now, with. The ones you just hit and went on about your business, then, I mean.
I loved all my exes.
Did you say what? Yes, he did. Cass, did you just say that on
national
radio?
Oh,
right. So the whole world is to hear that you love all your exes.
I'm gonna edit that part out, bro.
Oh, no, it's too late.
It ain't never too late, bro.
Well, you got a nice little locker room of Walmart employees just heard you say you love all your exes. I told you I'll be broadcasting y'all show. You ain't gonna be able to edit that out too fast, bro.
Damn. You love all your exes.
I'm just playing, man.
No, you don't.
I love everybody.
Oh,
except my baby
mama. Not about it.
So,
I love
in other words.
I love them all.
So, in other words, everybody's off limits that you done dealt with.
You want my baby mama? I don't want your damn baby mama. What the hell I want your baby mama for? I don't even want my baby mama.
Shit. You think we'll see the shit you go through?
Shit. I ain't get on my goddamn nerves enough. Shit.
Wait, let me ask you, man.
What up?
You got any sex tapes out there, dog?
I didn't hear you, son. I didn't hear you.
You got any sex tapes out there, man?
Any sex tapes? Two.
Yeah.
I got two.
You got two?
Two
you
that
got
I knew
two.
About. Yeah. I got two out there floating somewhere. I got one in Minnesota, and I got one in Ohio somewhere.
Y'all actually one. Making me feel like old man whore. Y'all, you only got two?
I only got two, man. All the ones I made been destroyed and left somewhere. But I know it's two floating around somewhere, one in Minnesota and one in Ohio somewhere, for sure.
I feel so used.
Well, you are a whore. I mean, hell. Man whore.
Wow.
Yeah, man whore.
I'm
not feel
a
like
whore.
Eddie Griffin. Feel like Eddie Griffin talking to you. Let me get your ass out there and make some money, you man whore.
I'm not a whore, man. I'm not a whore. I'm going to tell you what I do.
I with pussy.
That's what I do. I'm not a whore.
All right. If that's what helps you sleep at night, maybe it's another turn for it.
He's just friendly.
You just very, very friendly?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
Cat?
You know what?
How many
you
got
know
out there?
By his ass.
I don't know, man. Shit. Hell, I started my film debut at 17. Shit. I don't know.
Well, I don't know where the hell them at the moment ones like that, but I know it's two out there. Now, you didn't say how many have I made. You said, do I have any out there?
Right. Same thing.
Well, not really. Shit, I made a few of them, a nice amount of them.
Ladies, if y'all find one of my tapes, would y'all call into the show and let me know if y'all find it?
Hell
or
yeah.
somebody playing it or something.
I'm telling.
I don't want to see him.
I will call you and be like, hey, yo, nigga, I'm over here such and such. I even give you the address and tell you.
Janine,
what you gonna be like?
Yeah, I thought watch it first.
She was like, damn, you was putting
this
work. Said, Kaboy, you was putting this work?
Fleshy, would you tell me?
What you say?
Fleshy. Uh-huh.
But I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you.
I don't know. That didn't sound like she'd tell. She probably keep the tape.
I think that was going in her personal collection.
Right. I did tell him. He just
I seen it, dog, but I don't know where it went to after that. Let me
know. I'll tell him, but he wouldn't get it. I'll tell him where he could go get one for.
I'm sorry, I do it now.
But that man is off the lesson.
She said,
nope,
you
say, no, man. My brother, you have to go buy your own.
Man.
Exactly.
Damn.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Would you tell me?
Absolutely. Without hesitation.
You know what? That's so sweet of all y'all. But I'm going to tell you like this. I'm keeping all y'all shit. I'm keeping everybody. Keeping everybody's shit. I'm glad y'all love me enough to tell me, but I'm keeping your shit. Did you see the ass on Sean? Uh-huh. Yeah, yes, I did.
Wow.
Damn, that girl was
I did not know Janine could stand on her head. Oh, shit. You see my tape? I ain't seen shit.
Be like, did you see her do the Matrix?
Shit.
Oh, my.
Right.
You know,
she'll probably know something much, though. You give it a look like, oh, my God, girl, you awesome.
Oh, I hate that, too.
Father Pam, you wouldn't tell?
Would I tell him if I saw him on a sex tape?
Or any of us, period.
Well, if I saw one of y'all, no, I'm not going to tell you shit.
That's
why. Why would I tell you?
But you would tell him though.
Hell no, I wouldn't tell him neither. After I throw up, I'm gonna burn the tape.
Hey, it's probably some more out there. He should know. Just like we should.
Well, Janine, I got to tell you, you're definitely going to my personal archives if I find your tape. That goes to you, too, Sunshine. That goes to you, too, Sean.
The personal
you
archive.
All will be in my personal archive.
That's a lot of key ones.
I wouldn't want to be told anyway.
You want to be told on your performance?
Hey. You can just look at me. Just look at me and stare.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, because I get that a lot. Like, don't I know you? No. Mm-mm, you don't know me.
I remember that pimple right there. That's her.
I got to tell y'all now. If you anybody start getting a lot of inbox messages from me, I found your tape. So what you doing later on today?
You say shit.
Is that just the tape or is that tape sand pictures?
You like, can I
you
take
say what?
You to for a drink?
I said, is that just for a tape or is that tape and pictures?
Pictures too?
Pictures? Tape? Shit.
All right, you know what? Let me flip this. Don't nobody take this personal, okay? You go in the store, you buy a tape, you pop it in, and your kid's on there. What do you do?
Wow.
Oh, what?
See, why you have to mess up the whole damn move?
Every time. You have a damn throw off. Every time.
What would you do? Would you confront your kid or would you just let it ride?
What would you do?
The man, because men are under the age of 18.
I'm saying
right.
This could be.
That's what I said. Are they adults?
They could be
well,
18, 19, whatever. I mean, they're out of the house. They're on their own. You ain't taking orders no more. They doing their
thing. I'm just saying, wow, do what you do. That's your life.
Exactly. That's their life.
What can you say if they grown?
Exactly. I wouldn't.
What can you say? All right.
If they grown, what can you say? Okay, so let's flip the script. What if your mama seen a tape of you? What do you expect your mama to say to you?
Well, mama ain't going to be watching that kind of shit in the first place.
That's not.
Place. That.
Well, I'm going to put it like this.
You don't know how your mama get down.
My mama don't have sex.
Whatever. Your mama gets it down, okay?
Hey.
You just don't know about it.
Anyway, back to my question. Your kid is grown, your kid is out the house.
Oh, you don't want to answer that one.
Exactly.
Oh, no, he ran around that question.
What question? My mama don't do
that. What if your mother saw you on the tape?
What would you expect her to say to you? You a grown-ass man.
She would probably say, I saw you on the tape. What the fuck? But my mother doesn't watch porno, so I ain't got to worry about that kind of shit.
That's a true thing.
Well,
around you, she don't.
Our kids ain't made no porno, so why should we ask your question?
She got this. You know?
Well, that's where my question started from.
That's what?
I said, that's where my collection started from, taking them from my mama.
Exactly.
All right, let me ask you a question. How's your mom?
You probably got the old good one.
How's your mom? When did you start taking, how old were you when you started stealing them?
About 15, 16.
You about 15,
oh,
16.
So you still got some Vanessa Del Rio then.
Oh, yeah, she got some good ones, boy.
Yeah,
Debbie Dubs Dallas. She probably got Debbie Dubs Dallas with all them good ones.
So now when you was 15, 16, I'm pretty sure, was your mom's under 40?
Yeah.
Okay, then. She still watching porno. If your mama's 60, 65, she ain't watching porno.
Shit, I bet you she will be, because I'm going to be still doing it.
Exactly.
If I got to get some KY jelly, I'm still going to get down.
Be at the nursing home turning it out.
Have you ever even been in the nursing home? Do you know them old people in that be horny as hell? Quit playing with me.
Exactly.
I can tell y'all some stories on some nursing homes, boy. I'm telling you.
I don't need to say I want to know that.
I can tell you stories on some, boy.
Y'all down with that? What if your mother or father was in the damn nursing home? What if your mom was in the nursing home and she got some old dude creeping up in her room every night?
Is she still okay?
You
let me ask you a question. Are you still alive?
My mother wouldn't be in a nursing home because that's just some place I would never put my mother.
What the hell am I supposed to tell my mama? You better not have sex with this man.
She grown. Why? She grown.
What the hell am I supposed to tell her? You better not be fucking that man. She gonna look at me like, nigga, you better get your ass out of here. You motherfucker, I gotta get mine.
Fuck off, y'all.
You know, my mother said, shit, I ain't dead.
Hey, Father Ty, can I come on that island? Which one? That's the island, man. Hey, I need to be over there. Your world is incredible. I need to come over there and see it. Because this shit up. That world you living in is incredible. I need to come over there with you because this world.
I never liked you anyway.
Still much love, my nigga, no homo.
And y'all talking all that shit, but all y'all feel the same way I feel, so.
When you come from a country like I come from, you know, the first time I met my dad, he was telling me how him and my mama used to get down, so.
Now, I don't need to hear all that, G. Now,
Hold on. A.R. Wick.
Yo.
Hey, man, this is Sin City, man. We don't cut people off, dude, for real. You cutting everybody off, man.
I was talking about my mama. I can't comment?
Let her finish her story first, brother. Now, go ahead. Your dad was doing your mom. Told you how he done your mom.
Yeah, I mean, so. That type of stuff don't bother me. If my mama want to get down when she's 60, do what you do. If she want to get down when she's 80, shit, if you can still do it, I say go for it.
Well, see, that's different. Sons don't, we don't see our mothers like that. We don't see our mothers in that kind of light. Am I lying?
I mean, that's true. That's true, but I mean, I ain't stupid.
Exactly. You know what's happening. You here.
I'm saying what my thing is, if she's in a nursing home, dog, if your mom's is in a nursing home and you know this dude creeping in her room and the staff is letting it happen, you ain't got a problem with that.
I mean, what can I do?
Your mother is letting it happen.
Right. The staff ain't letting it happen. My mama's the one letting it happen.
That's bullshit.
Hold on, man. Is my mother a sound mind?
Well, I mean, she on the outskirts of her. She got a lot of little things going on with her. That's why she ended up working in the home in the first place.
If she's a sound mind. I mean, like you said, I'm not even thinking along those lines. I mean, don't even tell me. Just don't tell me. I can't stop it. Just don't tell me.
But I'm saying, you wouldn't have a problem with the staff. I mean, they letting this go on.
They can't stop it.
Bullshit, they can't stop. I'm paying all this money so my mother can go in here and fuck somebody else. I'm not paying them to
go. They cannot stop it, man. Trust me, I know this. I know this for a fact. They cannot stop it.
Well, what the hell are you going to go in there for the time? You going to go in there to jack up the whole staff and make some
stop? I'm snapping. You got damn right. I'm snapping.
My mama. That means your mama coming to live with you. She's going to put her ass up.
Why? Yeah, that's what we got to do. I mean, come on, think about it. You go visit your mom at the nursing home. Your mother 72, 73 at the nursing home, right? Doctor call you in. They call you in, and say, well, we want to inform you that the mother contracted a sexual disease up in here. fucking all the old men. You ain't got a problem with that. You can't do nothing, though, right? You just going to let it ride because you can't do nothing. That's
you should say, mama.
First of all, hold on.
Let him respond, please. Go ahead.
He's talking to me.
Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah, respond.
Okay, first of all, I can't say nothing to those people. No way. I mean, if my mama a sound mind, I cannot. I repeat, I cannot. I can't stop her.
You can be up. Okay, look. You may not be able to stop it. My question is, would you have a problem with it? That's the question. The question ain't about
well, how anybody have a problem if their mama calls something? Yeah. I'd be mad about that.
And you just going to let it ride.
But I'm, dude, what I'm supposed to do, kick me, snatch up out the nursing home, go whoop this old man's ass because he didn't fuck around and gave my mama gonorrhea. I mean, what can I do?
You got to do what you got to do, man. I'm
man, that old man gonna bring his boy. Old man gonna
ride.
Be like stink.
Old man ain't trying to fight you. Ain't gonna be no wrestler.
I'm going to jail.
I need somebody. Anybody do any type of CNA work on the phone? Anybody that's listening? Anybody do any type of CNA work so me and him can put this to rest?
I worked at the nursing home before. Excuse me. Nigga, I did. In Minnesota, when Zach came to visit me, you idiot. Worked at the VA for 3 years.
Hello.
Dumbass.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Residents and I work at a nursing home. Have been working in a nursing home for the last 12 years. Residents have the right to fuck anytime they want to in a nursing home, as long as they are not hurting themselves or hurting anyone else around them. They have the right to have sex. Because in a nursing home, they're treated just like it is their home. So if your mama was at home, your mama going to be getting dug in. So if she want to be getting dug in at home or wherever she at, it's her right.
Ooh, you made it sound so
dirty.
Go.
I don't agree with that.
You made it sound so dirty, though. She said she would have gotten I feel dirty. God.
And then I can tell y'all this too. No matter what a person's mindset is, everybody remember what it felt like to fuck. Everybody.
Yeah.
It could be people walking around that don't know their name, what time of day is. If you come towards them and they think you being sexual towards them, their dick gonna get hard, whatever. I even have one where I've been washing them up and women tell me don't stop. Old ass 85, 95 year old women because it's feeling good to them. So it never.
Ooh, baby, you just made me moist.
Let me let you know a little secret. If my mother tell you that, you need to call me.
Okay, calling you is going to do what?
Why am I spending thousands of dollars to keep my mother at home? Because
you
have
your
mama
calling
the fucking
life.
Everybody on the damn floor.
If your mama, if that's your mom's quality of life, if that's what's keeping her going, she has the right to fuck.
Nah, I don't agree. I totally disagree.
Well, what do you say? Is it enough to have him getting it up with the
Well, I mean, not Thomas. She works there. She works in a nursing home. You just speculating. She telling you that's how it goes.
And I'm saying I don't agree with that. I don't think they should be in there doing that. That's not what they there for.
What they there for? They don't live.
They're there because they can't live on their own. They're there because they need companionship. Hello.
Furthermore, they're there because your ass won't take care of
them. Exactly. That's why you spend $1,000.
That ain't true.
What?
If you don't want your mom in the nursing home getting her freak on, don't put her in the nursing home.
And then she'll be at your house getting her freak on.
Exactly.
So the hell she wouldn't. Ain't nobody.
Going to work, it's going to be just the reverse of when she would be going to work when you were coming out and you were sneaking females in. It's going to be the total opposite. When you've been going to work and go to work, she's going to call up her dude and be like, hey, my baby going to work. Come on over.
Are you
and
crazy?
She gonna get, are you crazy?
Okay.
What you smoking on? Because I need some of that.
Hold on, time. Now, we both know this. Me and you. I can honestly say we are very respectable to our mothers. We pretty much, I mean, old as we are, we still listen to our mothers. I mean, really. If your mother look you in your face and tell you, you ain't shit you can do about it. What can you say?
I can't.
What are you gonna say?
I can't say nothing.
Exactly. So
I can snap on the staff though.
And once she tell you sit your ass down and act like you got some damn sense, then what you gonna do?
I can't do nothing, man. Ain't nothing I can do. But
exactly.
I just disagree with the policy. That's all I'm saying.
So wait. So when you get old and you get put in the nursing home and you still have them urges, you want them to call your kids every time you try to get busy?
Hell no, that's different. I'm a dude.
No, that's not different. That is not different. That is so odd. That is not different.
That is totally different. We talk about my mama. I don't want to see my mama doing that. But if my mom
didn't nobody say for you to watch her?
I'm just saying. If I was old and I was in a nursing home, I mean, hey, I'm going to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? But my mother, this is my mama. That's totally different.
Okay, but she's wrong. She's a grown-ass woman.
But she also old. You don't need to be doing that. It ain't good for.
What? How come it ain't good for? How come it ain't good for? Why do you think so many older women be dating these younger men? Because it keeps them young at heart.
Wow.
Well, damn, baby, I'm sorry. I agree with you 100%. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know this.
Don't take that from your mama. If she want to get her freak on, let her get her freak on.
Hey,
I just wouldn't let your ass know. Because if you come up in the nursing home trying to bust up anything, I'm doing this in a fight.
Well, don't put your mama staying home with me because he's on.
My mother's not going to a nursing home.
Hold on. We got somebody new online. Felicia, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going down?
Nothing too much.
Oh, you came at the end of the show today, huh?
Yeah, I was busy.
Okay, well, better late than never. You know we still love to hear from you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we didn't have a couple of topics going on. Now, what was all that uh-huh for?
I just said uh-huh.
Well, all right.
What's the
topic? We had a couple of topics. Well, the last topic, I mean, Father Time, I don't know how this thing got flipped to his mom in the nursing home, but hey, leave it up to Father Time to take a sexual topic and make it just bad.
That's what I do.
Fuck up a wet dream. Damn.
Just call me the bad guy. Make way for the bad guy. Bad guy's coming through.
Would you have a problem if your mother was deaf, Felicia, and they said that she was sexually active?
No, I wouldn't have a problem with it. It's none of my business, that part of it.
Man, do y'all love y'all mama?
Yeah, but she's a human being. She got rights just like you do. She can do whatever she wants.
Well, see, that's easy coming from a female perspective. But whether they want to admit it or not, 99% of dudes agree with me.
I didn't say I didn't agree with you. I just said ain't nothing I can do about it. So why even stress myself out about it?
That's the same thing I said. Can't do nothing about it. What you gonna do? Lock her up?
Right.
Yeah, he put her in a nursing home. He already did.
He's gonna put a chastity belt on her.
Man. That's a good idea. your mama would kick your ass. You even look at her like you got a dad. You walk in there with a chastity belt, she'll fuck you up.
I'm like, what the fuck are you finna do with that? You finna do that?
Watch you sleep.
Yeah, I can see her waking up with you hanging over her, trying to put a belt or a chastity belt on her. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is your problem?
With a master box.
Yeah. I can see her busting you right across her damn head with that damn thing, too. Okay, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. Once again, like I said, it was a great show. Anybody got any last words out? Janine, any last words?
No, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the Chronicle. I'll be here next week.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Sunshine, any last words?
No, it's all good. Enjoyed the show, the Chronicle.
Okay. Sean, any last words, baby?
I mean, the show was good as usual, and I want to applaud Father Time for opening up.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
and not being afraid.
Hey, like I said,
your
click was off the chain, too. Your click was off the chain. You tell your click, we got to come party with them. Your click was off the chain.
Thank you.
Wick, any last words, dog?
Most up, man. Much love to Sin City, Father Time, Cap, and all you beautiful ladies that's on here with us. I missed the Chronicles, man. Who Chronicle was it?
Oh, man, Father Time got loose.
Oh, I'm going to have to catch it on the internet, man.
Go to Sin City 60. Hey, man, why you ain't got no page on that?
I don't got no computer. Great. I got to come over your crib and hook my junk up, man.
No, all right. Felicia, any last words?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was late. What can I pay him?
I just said, oh, okay, baby. Damn, calm down. Miss Toy, any last words?
No, good show. I'm going to try to put my Chronicle in here next week. Y'all can represent for us, Katie.
All right. Simon?
Man, SinCity69.ning.com, y'all. Get those T-shirts. We got some new designs on there. So hook it up, Janine. We still waiting on you.
You waiting on me for what?
Never mind.
I'm getting my T-shirt. I'm getting my T-shirt this weekend.
You go, girl.
All right, y'all. Once again, another great show. I'll let you boys, SinCity69.ning.com. I know what we do. We out. Holler at y'all. Oh, by the way, Timer, you going to post up your Chronicle tonight?
Yeah.
All right. So whoever didn't get a chance to hear the Chronicle, y'all go there. Y'all go to the site. Listen to my boy Father Time put it down. SinCity69.ning.com. All right, y'all. We out. Peace.
I'm doing this for all my ladies. I know you're thinking, yo, it sounds like a lullaby, right? But this is for you. Get into it. It's true.
I got your legs spread all over the bed. Hands clenched in the sheets. Hair wild as hell, I know. The only thing on your mind is sex and me, girl. I can feel your temperature rising. You should feel my nature, too. Come it's gonna be a bumpy
girl,
ride.
Hey,
you, what we came to do.
We could love on the
road.
We could love on the road.
We could
love on the road.
much noise. There's a lot of people that live around here. Emotions running high, my hands planted on your thighs. You feel me going up and down and around and around and around. The glass, I don't know how long I can last with you. Moaning crazy, girl, keep on calling me. I'll take you to ecstasy, and when I'm done, you'll be satisfied.